Fenn wasn't moving. He wasn't moving. Why wasn't he moving? Claire's mind was racing. She thought through what had just happened over and over again, trying to reassure herself of what she just did. She was trying to tell herself it was the right thing. It was the right thing, right? Right? She had no choice. She had no choice. She finally heard the gut-wrenching scream from someone in the direction of the coven. Claire didn't have to think twice about who it was. She ripped part of her shirt off and pressed it into Fenn's wound, trying to stop the bleeding.
You did something to me.
Lucas tried to get up from the table, to run, but his feet slid out from underneath him and he fell down, painfully, on his right hip.
Drugged the champagne. Yes, don't worry. It's nothing truly harmful. It blocks magic and makes you, well, as you are.
Angelus explained with a nod.
That's why I didn't have one of my goddamn feelings. He took my magic. He took... Constantine. I've got to shout for him. He'll hear me. Even down here. I just need to call his name.
The cry was cut off as Angelus covered his mouth with one hand. Lucas wrenched at it, but his movements were sloppy and weak. You are some character, Layla Costa. Quite the actress. I teased. And you must think I'm just some dumb animal you could trick. I hate to inform you, sweetheart, but I know you're full of shit. She made some humph noise, and then pouted, frustrated that this new plan of hers failed. Don't make that face. You look so cute. I might have to come over there and take my chances with that dangerous mouth of yours again. She glanced up under her lashes. What luck. This one. Dark lust smoldered in her eyes. Why was she doing that? I clenched my fists to keep from running over to the bed and climbing on top of her. Don't encourage something you don't want to happen. He grabbed my hand and shook it warmly.
I am Julio Rafael Lorenzo Velasquez Narvaez Castillo Aquino. You may call me Julio.
I nodded. I should hope so.
You're supposed to be in your cell, said Amy.
Julio frowned.
But I have served my sentence.
Your sentence is over when the sheriff says it's over, not when you decide to melt the bars and bend them open.
Amy pointed to the damaged cell.
I should lock you up again just for that.
Bah, said Julio. I can fix that easy. Tomorrow.
Now,
Amy corrected. Julio sighed, went over to the cell and took hold of the bars. His eyes glowed red and smoke rose from his hands. Soon the metal began warping back into its proper shape. What is he exactly? I whispered to Meg. A phoenix?
Oh no!
Meg shook her head.
He's a dragon.
I flinched and almost tripped over my own feet trying to get more distance between me and Julio.
He's a what?